News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Professor in economics at Trinity College Dublin, Ronan Lyons, is with us. He's the author of the report looking at those rent numbers, that of course being the most recent Daft report. And it is the single largest increase in rents in nigh on a quarter of a century. Ronan, what's driving it?
So what we have, to put it in perspective, over the last couple of years, these are rents in the open market rather than rents for sitting tenants, it should be said. But over the last couple of years, typically rents in the open market have gone up by something like 4% a year. What we've seen between December and March is rents going up by almost 4.5% in the space of 3 months. And as you mentioned, that's the biggest increase we've seen in a 3 month period, going all the way back to the start of the index in 2002. What's happening here is the rent control rules were changed. And in one of the key ways they were changed is that now when a tenant voluntarily leaves, the landlord can reset to the level of market rents around, rather than having to keep the rent at the same rate plus a couple of percent that they had charged the previous tenant. And that means if you were a landlord and you were well below the market because of rent pressure zones over the last 10 years or so, now has been your opportunity in the last 2 months or so to reset to the market. And it looks like, in particular in the cities around the country, that landlords have taken that opportunity with that big increase.
So does that mean that we can read into this that it is a once-off reset and that through the rest of the year, increases are likely to come back to normal rates? Or is it the start of a trend?
That's a really good question. If I had to guess, I would say, or maybe more than guess, given my role, if I had to say which is more likely to be the case, I think it's more likely to be a one-off reset. Now, the question is how long the reset lasts. Is it going to be straight away, or is it going to take the year for all of the landlords who want to reset to do so? I think it's more likely to be the former, because what we've saw in the 6 to 9 months before the rules came into force. So the government, somewhat unusually, announced the rules last June, but only implemented them in March. And that's quite unusual across looking at other countries. But it meant that people could then, if you were a landlord, you could hold off your property if it came free, say, last September or October, until the new rules came into force in March. We've seen quite a number of landlords do that. There was a big fall in listing activity. That's the number of homes coming onto the market, especially as we came up to that March 1st date. And since then, in particular in Cork, Galway and Limerick cities, we've seen a big increase in the number of homes put up for rent. So that would suggest that there were a fixed number of landlords looking to do this, and they've taken the opportunity in the last month or two to do it. So there may be some lingering effects in the second quarter, but I wouldn't be surprised if this is something working its way through. And by the end of the year, we're back to not healthy, but maybe what we're used to, which is increases of 4 or 5% a year.
Could you expand a little on that, Ronan, in terms of the supply and demand picture and the sort of the direction of travel of that picture?
Yeah, there's two different ways of looking at how tight the market is. The more familiar one to somebody who's trying to find a place to live is to go on and see how many properties are available to rent at a particular point in time. That's that measure is incredibly tight at the moment, as people who are looking for somewhere to live will be able to confirm. Across the country, there were about 2,400 homes available to rent on the 1st of May. That's down 4% on a year before. But more importantly, it's way below what you think of as a healthy level. Even in the late 2010s, when the market was tight enough, there were usually about 4,500, somewhere between 4,000 and 5,000 properties available to rent. So that availability measure is very tight. Now, having said that, if you look at particular parts of the country, it's improved a lot. Dublin has not improved. Dublin is tighter, about one quarter fewer homes available to rent now than a year ago. But in Cork, Galway, Limerick and Waterford cities, we've seen almost twice as many properties available to rent as a year ago, which suggests to me that resetting of rents is particularly important in those cities other than Dublin. Elsewhere in the country, there's been a modest increase in the number of homes available to rent, but nothing like what we're seeing in Cork and Galway in particular.
And when we look at the total numbers that people are paying for rent, maybe I am naive, but they seem to be extraordinary amounts. The average market rent for a two-bedroom apartment nationwide is now €2,100 per month.
That's right. These are rents in the open market, so there will be sitting tenants, especially if they're protected by rent pressure zones, who'll be paying less than that. And of course, that average is dragged up by the Dublin figure. So if, for example, in the city centre of Dublin, a two-bed apartment is typically renting for something like €2,800 in the market at the moment. But if you go to Offaly or Westmeath, that figure would be closer to €1,500 a month, which is still significantly up on where it was 10 years ago. And the cheapest parts of the country, even there, a two-bedroom apartment to rent, if you can find one, is now over €1,000 a month in places like Monaghan or Leitrim, which, again, it would have been significantly cheaper, even pre-COVID-19.
Ronan, thank you very much as ever. Ronan Lyons, Professor in Economics at Trinity College Dublin and author of The Daft Report. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents if you want to give us a sense of the kind of rent requests that have been made on you if you are renting. Or of course you can use 087 1400 106 on WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.